WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Senate yesterday approved an amended school voucher bill. The major change is that it no longer automatically applies to residents of the Twin Cities or any communities with a population of under 285,000. Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents Brazos County, was among those voting for Senate Bill 3, which passed by an 18-13 margin. According to a news release from the Senate Republican Caucus, voters in the smaller cities could call for an election to determine if their school district should opt into a school choice program. 80% of those living in State Representative Kyle Cassell's district, stretching from College Station to West, will be impacted if the legislature follows through on a proposed $2.5 billion cut to the state's Medicaid program.
We've got issues out in the country to get people to good medical service, and that's not doing them any good when we keep cutting to the bone on health care.
Cassell says he heard of high ambulance prices between Mejia and Waco.
They were charging $395 for an ambulance ride, too, as one way. So now we got to find a way to get back. And she said they've tried to bump it up to $895. I mean, you just got to look at the real numbers and how this affects folks that live at a distance from a hospital.
Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he's glad there are multiple hospitals in Waco as well as Bryan College Station for his constituents to choose. With lawmakers working on the state's budget, it's time for cities to start looking at their own. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says the city council's first discussion was yesterday.
One of the largest pieces of our budget, as I'm sure you know, is police and fire. I mean, that's almost 60% of our budget right there. And then you figure out what the rest goes to. And so, you have to come back and you can say, okay, last year, this is the model that we had. These were the percentages that we used. Can we sustain those percentages or can we continue to grow?
Mooney on the Infomaniacs says the council will meet at least monthly until August when they spend about 3 days finalizing a budget they can bring to the public. Fishing at a private pond north of Bryan claims the lives of a 3-year-old and a 21-year-old. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the likely scenario is that Omar Martinez and the unidentified toddler were on a boat that did not belong to them that capsized.
It's a 10-foot boat. It was aluminum, had no seats in it, no flotation. And that boat has not been recovered or seen by its owner.
When Martinez's girlfriend, who is the mother of the 3-year-old, did not hear from them, she drove to the pond. When she did not find them, she called 911. A short time later, the 3-year-old was found in about 4 feet of water. Attempts to revive the toddler were not successful. Martinez was found following an 8-hour search. And College Station police went through an 8-day stretch that ended Wednesday, where officers averaged 10 reports a day from victims of property crimes.
Three of the victims were customers at local restaurants. One returned to his company truck and discovered 4 suitcases were taken. The estimated value of the cases and its contents, $3,700. And there are 2 victims who left restaurants and left behind personal property. One person lost a purse and its contents, and the other lost their phone. Cases under investigation includes at least 2 scams. One victim says she was browsing the internet when a pop-up claimed her phone was disabled. Pop-up gave a phone number claiming to be Apple support. Victim called and said she bought a $100 iTunes gift card and sent the suspect the information he wanted to fix her phone. CSPD is also assisting authorities in Washington State, where the victim was scammed into removing money from his bank account in College Station into the suspect's account. There are 2 fraud cases where unknown people used the victim's personal information to file a bogus tax return. A 3rd fraud case involves a suspect securing utilities under the victim's name. Among other victims of 70 thefts and vehicle burglaries is someone who had a trailer taken from their driveway. Trailer contained a ZTR mower, a push mower, and lawn tools. And there were 2 thefts from residences after the occupants hosted large gatherings. In Bryan, police still looking for 3 armed men who held up the Las Mexicanas Taqueria restaurant last Saturday night. No one was hurt, and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley. BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
Checking some weather at 8:10, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here's our weather.
Bright sunshine today. We have high pressure off to the south. Temperatures will be warm. They'll get up to about 85 degrees later this afternoon. We'll have clouds increasing tonight. Lows will be anywhere from 60 to 65. Lots of clouds and breezy for tomorrow. Some showers and thunderstorms late in the day, 80 to 85. Cloudy, breezy with showers and storms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, high Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Okay, ready to help you out once again with your food purchases. If you love meat, you should know about Cook My Meat. It is an online tool created by some people at MIT. Here's how it works. You enter some juicy parameters like the thickness of the meat.
I like what you did there, by the way.
Thank you. Pick some temps to cook your cut with, and then you're shown an approximation of how your meat will turn out when they say it's done, or the app says it's done. It's not an app, I guess. It's just a little website to go to. You'll see some familiar colors like red, pink, and overcooked. The tool does this by calculating heat diffusion in the meat, each time step. You can even compare two cooking methods to see which is better for that expensive slab of beef that you picked up at the butcher counter at the store. There's no clever web address to remember, so you need to Google Cook My Meat, and it'll come right up. Top of your search.
Yeah, because it's just a super basic, like, calculator-looking thing.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And then you enter the numbers and go from there.
All right.
Okay. Orange juice, you do that?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's
with champagne.
Mostly with vodka, yeah.
Orange juice has a wonderful reputation, but when you're sick, it may not be the best thing to drink.
Oh.
Although vitamin C is credited for helping with inflammation, the vitamin C in orange juice is completely canceled out because of its acidity. Did you hear that? The vitamin C in orange juice is completely canceled out because of the acidity.
So even if you're not sick and you're just like, oh, yeah, I drink OJ every day for vitamin C.
Right, right. Go for the flavor if you want to, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Acidic liquids will aggravate an already scratchy throat. So if you got the sore throat thing. OJ is packed with sugar. Sugar can cause a problem with your immune system also. Extra sugar can reduce the quality of your white blood cells. And that's what keeps your immune system going after all.
Right.
Plus, by drinking orange juice, you might be forgetting to hydrate yourself with the simplest thing, which is
water.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's out there and it's cheaper. So just letting you know, one more thing to think about, because on the top, it sounded like a really good idea.
Yeah,
I'm going to drink orange juice because I'm sick.
Vitamin C.
Right. All right, so McDonald's, you hear about this? Going to offer fresh beef burgers at most locations next year?
Oh, they haven't been?
No, it's been froze.
Oh, that's what they're saying.
They've been doing froze.
So it's
still
fresh beef question mark burgers.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
McDonald's began testing its fresh beef patties last spring at 75 stores in Dallas. And expanded a few months later to some markets up in Tulsa. The company recently added more than 300 locations in North Texas to that test. They say they've received overwhelming positive feedback.
Well, duh.
Okay, why are they doing this? 'Cause people go away and they don't come back. And there are more places that they can go away to now.
Right.
I mean, we've had Whataburger in Texas, of course, for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And but Five Guys is popular here now. In-N-Out Burger is coming into Texas.
Yep. Yep.
So they've, and that says nothing of just the regular burger places, because
Right.
We got Top of the Hill here, which is great. I mean, there are a lot of places that make...
Top of the Hill?
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, it's out. Yeah, it's out in the country.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got Harvey Washbangers.
Right. They do, oh, yeah. So I've heard great things about them.
There are a lot of local burger joints in any town. So, but if you're going to stick to a chain, you know.
Well, to me, McDonald's is just the ultimate convenience when you're just needing something super quick.
Right.
So, but you're right. There are still, even with that said, there are still so many more options now.
I was over at Harvey Washbangers last night, actually.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, of course, the deal is that we don't think about the highly congested city. You know, there's McDonald's. You know what it is. Okay.
Right.
It's no secret. You know what it is. And so if you're a mom and you're in a hurry,
you know what you're going to get.
You're a dad,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what you're going to get. And if you're okay with that, then there you are. Yeah. But they're going to go with fresh.
Are they going to be more expensive?
You know, it's a good question, but I don't have an answer for
okay.
you. So don't know.
Just curious.
Guess, we'll see when it shows up here. So, you know, we don't get to watch Good Morning America.
Right.
We're working.
Right.
Because we are Good Morning
that's
America.
That's right. But
Bryan College Station.
In the celebrity news area, the question is out there, is Michael Strahan causing strife on the set of Good Morning America?
With who?
Well, New
Jesse
York,
Palmer?
Well,
boy fight.
Yeah, let's do that. Well, the deal is apparently the co-hosts don't feel like they are being treated well anymore.
Okay.
According to the New York Post Page Six gossip column, his co-hosts aren't happy because the bigwigs, quote, roll out the red carpet for him while, quote, seasoned talent is treated like dirt, end quote. Apparently, Laura Spencer is not pleased.
Oh,
all right.
I can see that.
Yeah. And George Stephanopoulos is basically, in their words, phoning it in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One executive at ABC calls the story BS, says that the show has never been better.
Yeah. Well, you wonder if they, you know, did a lot to get him away from Kelly.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of having to keep up their end of the bargain. You leave Kelly and you'll get this, this, and this.
Right, the perks.
And, yep, and the others are not happy about it.
And while we're on the subject, Charo says she may quit before she gets voted off of Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Tells E! News that, well, she's, quote, seriously upset and feels she is being treated and scored very unfairly.
Yeah, because she's not an Olympian.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charo.
She was going to leave already once. They've managed to talk her back, but there's still tension that's very high, particularly because Heather Morris has worked as a professional dancer, as we've said.
Oh, yes.
And Len Goodman, whoever that is, was very critical last week. So.
Again, I would be... Well, Len's the British guy, I think.
Oh, okay. Got it.
He's hard on everybody. But I would be... And yes, I understand she worked as a professional dancer. I think she was backup for Beyonce.
Yeah.
I would still be more threatened by Simone Biles, the gold medalist Olympic gymnast.
Olympian,
yeah. Yeah, who's about one-third the age of Charo.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, all of 5'2",
yep.
who they can throw around and do flips and all sorts
yep.
of stuff.
Yeah, she can really show her stuff more than Char would throw a hip out more than anything
hey,
else.
We did have a text going back to the orange juice discussion.
Oh, yeah. Sure, sure.
If we don't drink orange juice, what should we drink?
Ah, well, water.
Water, yep, okay. Stay hydrated. Gatorade's a good electrolyte replenisher.
It is, yes,
be careful
good.
With the sugar.
Right, but it will work well for that. And Pedialyte would
Pedialyte,
actually
good point.
Hello?
I don't know if you guys watched Dancing with the Stars the other night, but did y'all notice Charo? She has Michael Jackson's nose now.
Oh, is that right? No, I didn't.
Can I get a Michael? Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's like going into a barber shop.
Yeah.
You go in
what
there.
Do you want?
Yeah. Walk in with a picture.
There's
what
a menu.
You want. Okay. So George Clooney is going to be a dad soon, apparently.
Yeah.
Amal Clooney, wife
twins,
is pregnant.
Twins, I think, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. She has thrown down the gauntlet when it comes to naming the kids.
Mm.
She tells Entertainment Tonight, I'm telling you, I didn't watch it.
Right.
This is what they say, that he is not allowed to call his twin babies Casa and Amigos, despite the fact that, you know, he owns a tequila company, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it's called Casa Amigos.
Ah.
So... Can't use the kids as advertisement for the liquor, basically what they're saying.
Good try,
yeah.
George.
Yeah, see how that goes.
Well, as long as we're selecting noses from celebrity menus, I'll take the George Clooney.
Oh, there you go.
That's, That's available.
Speaking of noses, Barbara Streisand, the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress has put their list out, and the list includes Barbara Streisand's People from the original musical Funny Girl, which was a big this back in 1975. Also, they have added to the registry the cast album of Wiz and Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow.
Oh.
I didn't know that wasn't in there before.
Right.
I would have thought that would have been because it's from 1939. So there you go. Got that happening. Okay, all those brides that accept a shiny ring around the holidays are getting serious now about what to say, wear, and serve on the big day. Here's the 2017 wedding report from Pinterest.
Uh-oh. Man.
So it must be right if it's in Pinterest,
of course.
Right? Or at least popular. It shows the hottest trends at the altar. Look
okay.
for small, intimate bridal parties this year, along with off-the-shoulder wedding gowns and blue suits, natural hair, berry lips, and updos in the fashion department. What's an up, what is an updo?
Well, an updo is where your hair is put all up. So, like, it's,
really?
You know, yeah. Which is funny because they said natural hair, but updos,
yeah.
which is the total opposite. I mean, you can still kind of go natural even with an updo, loose curls, but it's all kind of pinned up. So you're, you know, it's kind of out of the way. You don't necessarily have to worry about it. It's not down on your shoulders.
All right. Does berry lips mean purple?
What is that? Just berry toned
okay.
colors.
All right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
More stuff. Taco bars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good idea.
But when you're all dressed up, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, around here, barbecue like lines are
sure, that's
very
good.
Common.
That's
so
a point.
Now taco
that's a good
bars.
Point. Okay. Brunch affairs, food and drink pairings, and personalized drink stations are taking the place of kegs and huge dinner buffets.
I have heard of the kind of like a signature cocktail.
Okay.
So I just talked with someone recently. Her son got married a couple weeks ago, and they had beer and wine, but then he had an old fashioned, and I think she picked a Paloma for her signature cocktail. So just those two liquor concoctions were available.
Do all these kind of sound like a downsizing or simplifying a little bit?
A little,
I mean,
a little.
You know, the idea that there's a casual feel to a brunch affair or taco bar.
Right, the brunch affair, I'm not really sure unless they're, yeah, I don't know.
But like the smaller bridal party and stuff
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, yeah, thank God. 10 bridesmaids is just too many.
Well, yeah, and you know, they're all wearing those same colors and all that. Good. ABC has canceled its time travel series Time After Time.
Oh,
whoa,
God,
you
scared
me.
But that was NBC, yeah. Oh,
you were concerned.
I still don't know if Timeless has been renewed, though.
Well,
I hope so, because I'm just now getting into it.
Just keep watching. It's so good.
Well, that's it. Be sure and we'll write the network. Let them know. Anyway, the show, which followed famed science fiction writer H.G. Wells as he pursued serial killer Jack the Ripper, was averaging about 2 million people watching. So they've dumped that, and they're bringing the Match Game back with Alec Baldwin. Yeah,
got
I know.
Ousted for Alec.
Yeah, wow. How does that make you feel?
That must have been doing terrible.
Yeah.
HGTV pulled the plug on its Flip or Flop after the current 7th season is over.
Oh.
Is this the
one with the couple that's getting divorced?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Tariq and Christina El Moussa, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Show's 6th season finale, I think, maybe aired last night. So we'll see. That's going away.
Okay.
Brain implants may help paralyzed people drink coffee. That sounds like a very simple thing, but to someone who hasn't been able to do anything with themselves for the last 8 years, it's pretty special. A doctor named Dr. Abuya Boija explained how BrainGate 2 works. He literally cannot do anything on his own. With this system, he's been able to scratch his nose and be able to take a drink from a cup of coffee.
Okay.
The experimental tech lets the brain signal control his arms with the help of a computer. Now you take that and you put it with Elon Musk's story from earlier this week, where you have a cranial implant.
Right.
And then you got little computers in there that could control uploading and downloading information. Again, it's scary when it's anything other than we're talking about brain problems like brain injuries or disease.
Right.
I don't like the idea of healthy people being able to do that.
No.
All right, this has probably happened before, but this is the first time I've heard about it.
Okay.
A female Uber driver left her boyfriend's house and went to the airport to pick up some fares. He was going to New York City to visit his sick mom. So she picks up a woman that had just flown in to spend the weekend with her boyfriend. As she drove, the two chatted. Driver realized that her passenger's, boyfriend lived in the same apartment complex. And it wasn't until she got into the complex that the woman gave the unit number. And, yeah, that was her boyfriend's apartment.
Yeah. Wow.
So he happily comes out to greet his, air quotes, girlfriend with her luggage and realize that he'd been busted.
Oh, wow.
It says here the Uber driver then opened up a can of whoop-ass on her man.
Oh, heck yeah.
Or former man, and then drove off, leaving him standing there with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But she got a good deal because she's got the ex's luggage in the trunk.
There you go.
And you can see some of her tweets. She has earned the name.
Bet.
Yes, hashtag UberBay, B-A-E. So...
Oh boy.
And again, it may
have learned, pick your girlfriend up yourself at the airport.
It may have happened before, but that's the first time we've heard about that
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Congressional Budget Office has raised its projection of where federal debt held by the public will go over the next few decades if current spending and tax laws stay the same, saying such growing debt would increase the likelihood of a fiscal crisis. In its new long-term budget outlook, the nonpartisan CBO says debt would reach 150% of gross domestic product in 2047. CBO predicts spending as a share of GDP will rise for Social Security, Medicare, and interest on the government's debt. North Carolina has rolled back a state law that blocks some anti-discrimination protections for LGBT people, but questions remain whether politicians have done enough to coax back the businesses and sports leagues that withdrew lucrative plans from the state. Initial reactions were largely muted on the compromise repeal that seems to have pleased no one, and which advocates say still leaves gays, lesbians, and transgender people vulnerable to discrimination. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
A minnow that packs a punch. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The brightly colored fang blenny lives in the Great Barrier Reef and sports two large fangs that give the little fish its name. In the journal Current Biology, University of Queensland venomologist Brian Fry reports that the teeth deliver a unique venom that's a painkiller similar to heroin.
So if they're battling with another fish for territorial rights or the perfect little cave, if the other fish is dizzy and uncoordinated, it's going to be defeated easier. But also, if it's swimming away and it's dizzy and uncoordinated, their competitor is more likely to be eaten by something else, therefore permanently removing that competitor.
Studying the venom's unique properties could lead to powerful new compounds for treating pain in humans. Fry points out that discoveries like these show the importance of saving diverse ecosystems like the Great Barrier Reef. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Here's the number one rule to avoid online scams. Microsoft and Apple will never call to warn you of a security problem. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. It's hard to believe that so many people still fall for this. They receive a phone call from someone claiming to be from Apple or Microsoft Security. The latest is coming from the Seattle area. The call warns Apple users of an iCloud security breach. And there was a breach just a few weeks ago. In this short phone call, scammers are able to get enough information from the victims to log on to their iCloud account and literally do anything the owner can do. A large number of victims report that their bank account was looted. The money's gone. Big tech companies do have internal security departments, but they don't spend their time calling customers. Don't fall for this old scam. If you do receive a call warning you of a security problem on your tablet, computer, or phone, hang up. Get all the latest tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
I can't. I'm stuck on hold with the stupid cable company trying to get another rate reduction.
Didn't you already do that?
I do it every 6 months. They just keep raising our rates. I'm done. It's time to cut the cable. With CableGone.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, endlessly waiting for customer service?
Your call is important to us.
Paying exorbitant bills, but getting fewer and fewer channels?
Please hold for the next available representative.
National radio host and USA Today columnist Kim Komando here. Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite channels for free. The solution? CableGone.com. Here's what the cable companies don't want you to know. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
Sure, let's go out for steak with all the money we saved with CableGone.com.
Learn more now at CableGone.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station Police Department has been busier than usual, fielding calls from victims of property crimes.
During an eight-day period that ended on Wednesday, CSPD learned about 43 thefts and 25 vehicle burglaries. Victims of vehicle burglaries included at least seven who also sustained property damage after windows were shattered to gain entry. Another seven vehicles were unlocked. A variety of items easily seen inside the vehicles were taken. Investigators believe the suspects are especially interested in firearms. Thefts included three locked bicycles from the front porches of apartments and a fourth locked bicycle that was taken from an apartment parking garage. CSPD is also investigating a daytime residential burglary. Teenage boy was home alone when a black man knocked on the door. Minutes after the teen called his mom to tell her what was going on, the suspect removed the screen from a back window and started to crawl inside. But the man ran away after seeing the teen's mother enter the home through the front door. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Autopsies are being done on two victims of an apparent drowning at a private pond north of Bryan. 21-year-old Omar Martinez and his girlfriend's 3-year-old son did not return home as scheduled from fishing. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the victims apparently used a boat they found on the banks of the pond.
The supposition is that they used that boat to fish from, and at some point then capsized the boat, and both weren't able to save themselves.
The unidentified toddler was found shortly after the search began in about 4 feet of water. It took about 8 hours to find Martinez, who was also in the water. The College Station City Council has started developing next year's city budget.
This is an opportunity for the staff and elected leaders of the city to get together and start to figure out what is it that we need.
Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says it's hard to tell how much they'll receive from state and federal funding, but there are things they can start planning for. The Texas House is considering a $2.5 billion cut to the state's Medicaid program. Representative Kyle Cassell, whose district goes from College Station to West, says that impacts most of his constituents. He says the financial pressure would be eased if oil prices rise again.
I think $60 is that we found out that we can get back where we need to be. That would be great. I still would always love to see $75.80. That gives us a little cushion and we can run.
Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniac says a member of the Mejia City Council is dealing with high ambulance prices getting to and from Waco. And an amended plan for school vouchers in Texas's largest cities has cleared the state Senate. Senate Bill 3, whose original co-authors included Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner, moves to the House following an 18-13 vote. The Associated Press reported the bill stalled before the decision was made to not automatically apply vouchers in cities with a population of fewer than 285,000. That would exempt College Station and Bryan. But according to the Senate's Republican caucus, voters in smaller cities could call for an election to determine if their school districts should opt into a school choice program. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 57 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 835. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
High pressure east of Brownsville this morning. It's going to be responsible for the sunshine and the warm temperatures. We're going to reach 85 later today. We'll have clouds in the increase tonight. Lows are going to drop back to 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms by late in the day, 80 to 85. Showers and storms are likely tomorrow night. Low pressure off to the north, 65 to 70. That storm will keep showers and thunderstorms around into Sunday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Time to find out what's going on at Messina Hall. You've got a big deal coming up next month, don't you?
Yes, we have our Wine and Roses Festival happening at the end of the month. So it's Saturday, April 22nd. And it's the celebration of the budding of the vines and the blooming of the roses. So it's a really, really pretty time.
Yeah. People can remember this is grape stomp time. That's you know, probably a lot of people first heard of Messina Hall for the idea of going out there and stomping grapes. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a huge thing where we do not only do the grape stomp competition, which actually is sold out now.
Okay.
We also will have live music. We'll do wine tasting. You can vote for your favorite artist and that artist, whoever wins will be on a wine label.
Right.
So that's really fun. We'll have wine and chocolate pairing. So Karen Bonariga will do teach you how to pair your wine with your chocolate.
Very good.
And a steak dinner and local vendors come out and shop. And
got live music too, right?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be Cody Bryan Band and Darian Hernandez. So it's just some good Texas music.
Okay, now there's the general admission is free, but you have other things, like you say, that you can purchase and be a part of, right?
Yeah, we definitely suggest pre-purchasing your packet because you get tasting glass and all kinds of things. We have lots of different packages. Our ultimate package, which includes everything, steak dinner, chocolate pairing, just everything you can imagine. With those packages, you get a free shirt, get your tasting glass. They're a really good deal. We highly suggest doing the pre-purchase.
Okay, and there are lots of different options on the packages, and anywhere, if you want to do the steak dinner or if you want to just do the chocolate lovers, whatever that happens to be. And that's on the website?
Yes, all of that information is on our website, messinahoff.com. I mean, go to messinahoff.com/wineandroses if you just want Wine and Roses information, or you can even give us a call, and we can get you tickets that way or answer any of your questions. So our number is 979-778-9463.
Okay, and for instance, just so they know, like the steak dinner, that's only sold online. You can't buy that at the festival, right?
Yeah, none of these, all you have to, if you want any of these packages, you need to pre-purchase now.
Okay, and the event again is?
It's on Saturday, April 22nd, Wine and Roses Festival.
Okay, and one more time, the website.
It's messinahoff.com/wineandroses.
Got it. Thanks, Savannah.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from Messina Hoff to find out what's going on there. It's 8:38, time to turn our attention to the city of College Station. Jay Sokol here today. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Brought a guest with you.
I did. David Coleman, our director of water services.
He's been here before.
He has.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Scott. Good to be here.
What you got going on?
Well, weather's warming up. You know, people are going to start thinking about irrigating their yards, and so we want to ask people to be smart about how they do that, not waste water. Don't let it run down the curb. And we also, all through the month of April, have the Mayor's Challenge going.
What's that mean?
Well, it's just kind of a friendly competition to see how many people we can get to sign up for My Water Pledge. It's a website where you go to and you do a pledge to conserve water. And so we're hoping we can get a lot of participation, and it's really just to raise awareness about water conservation, get people to think about what they're doing with their water and use it wisely.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's, I always told my kids, quit running the water when you're brushing your teeth. There's no reason to do that. And just some common sense things that I guess we do need to be doing. I'm asking everybody I think, from the city of College Station, who's coming in these days. Now, how long have you been with the city?
About 12 years.
Okay. 5 years ago, would you ever dreamed you would be thinking about what when it comes to water here in College Station? Just how things have grown so fast. What is it that you never would have thought 5 years ago you would have to be thinking about?
Well, you know, in the water business, we plan way out in the future.
Oh, sure.
So you know, we kind of saw all this coming, mm-hmm. you know. But 5 years ago, the growth rate had really slowed down.
Okay.
You know, we were kind of in a slump, and so our projections for water demand were sort of flat. And then, boy, right around 2013, 2012 maybe, we started coming out of it, and the growth rate just took off. And so we're really having to jump on our capital projects program. And so that's why we've accelerated a lot of the capital projects we have going. And luckily, the city council saw fit to pass impact fees so that the impact fees are paid only by the new growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that takes some of the burden for those capital expenditures off of the existing residents.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be using that income to do things, for example, like we're going to build the third water tower just south of the Scott and White Hospital. As the population grows, we have to have additional elevated storage. And then we're also going to be expanding our wastewater treatment capacity.
Well, let's stop. We got to talk about the water tower first. Now, what's that water tower going to look like? Because, you know, Welborn Water built one that looks like an alien.
Yes. I don't
know if you see it when the lights are on, it looks like it's a giant alien thing. So what's the design of the new water tower going to look like?
Well, what we'll probably do is we'll probably put out a solicitation that lets the offerers say what style of water tower they would do.
Okay.
And then we'll go with what is going to be the least long-term cost. But I would say most likely it'll probably match the other two. You know, the concrete, you know, fairly wide base
right.
with a steel tank on the
top. Has that got a name? Has that design got a name?
It probably does.
Okay. It's a little water tower esoterica. You know, you never know. We're hearing more about water rights. That's the thing that concerns a lot of people. The most vocal, I guess, I hear now is in Burleson County, where they feel very challenged by big cities coming in and taking water. Well, to some people, College Station may be a, quote, big city. But tell us how College Station is preparing for the future to make sure that you're able to maintain a supply of water.
Yeah, sure. The first thing you have to understand is that Texas is unique. In Texas, groundwater, which means water that's underground, you have to get it out by a well, is private property, okay? So surface water, like lakes and streams, is owned by the state and managed by the state. But groundwater is different. So when you pull water up out of the ground, you own it. And some recent Texas Supreme Court decisions have shown that there's a direct correlation between the land you own and the water beneath it that you also own. It gets a little wonky because of recharge and water moves easier than, say, oil does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But so with all that in place, what's happening is people are saying, well, I own the water under my property, and I don't want, say, you know, in the case of Burleson County, I don't want San Antonio coming and taking my water away.
Mm-hmm.
But this has all been anticipated, and the rules in that case, that's the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater Conservation District, their rules anticipate that, and they limit how much water you can take per year based on the size of your property. And the way they have it set up is in the future, if the water levels start to decline, then they reduce the amount of water you can take, you know, based on that property. And so it preserves everybody's rights to get to the water that's under their property. And so I understand it gets to be a very emotional thing, and, you know, people are excited about San Antonio coming in and stealing the water. We're also watching that project because we share that same aquifer. You know, that aquifer goes from Texarkana down to Laredo and
mm-hmm.
across the state of Texas. And there's faults and things, but basically we are very wary of how that project, the San Antonio, it's called Vista Ridge, is going to impact our well field. So we are keeping an eye on that. We have computer models that predict how the aquifer is going to behave based on that pumping. We've run those models. We've seen that the impact is not too severe. You know, we really do have just an incredible water supply,
mm-hmm.
and it'll continue to be a good water supply. We hope in perpetuity. That's our goal, is to make sure that it lasts forever.
This is Dave Coleman from the Director of Water Services in College Station. And, yeah, I get a little wonky on water. I think it's very, very important. It really is. Like you say, it's an emotional issue because if a guy's a farmer or a rancher, he needs that for his business, but people want it for their homes as well. I think it was Wichita Falls last year that started using water from their other system for consumption because things got so tough up there. In other words, out of their sewer system, they were redoing that. Is that anything that College Station is looking at being able to do in the future?
Absolutely. We have studies underway right now to look at alternative water supplies. And what they did in Wichita Falls is called direct potable reuse, because they take their wastewater, they treat it, then they treat it again to a very, very high standard and put it right back directly into their drinking water system. So that's called direct reuse because it goes directly back in. But they are in the process right now. They have a project going because it rained. You know,
right.
In 2015, the dams overflowed and their reservoirs are back up full. So because of the requirements from the TCEQ, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, they had to shift their system back to indirect potable reuse. So what they're going to do is they're going to take that wastewater, that treated effluent, and put it in the lake that's their water supply, and then they'll withdraw it from the lake.
Okay.
So that way that water will get some added treatment from the UV from the sun and the natural filtration that happens in the lake. So they're in the process of converting that system right now.
Safe to say this is something that College Station may do in the future?
Absolutely. We're also looking at desalinization because that holds great promise.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is once you get the salt out, what do you do with that briny water?
Right.
And there's a lot of technology coming out, changes that are happening with that. We're also looking at aquifer storage and recovery. We did a feasibility study that showed that, yes, it's kind of expensive, but it's definitely a feasible option to capture some excess flows or take our wastewater effluent and instead of just letting it run down the creek to the Gulf, store it underwater so that we can use it when demands get high in the
summer. Store it underground?
Underwater,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Underground.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I got you. All right. Good. Anything else we need to cover this morning?
Well, you know, speaking of wastewater, I want to remind people that please don't flush your baby wipes.
Okay.
You know, I know that on the little container it says flushable, and yes, they will go down, but they don't degrade. They get caught on our bar screens. Please take those baby wipes and throw them in the trash.
Yep. Probably got a trash can right next to the toilet, so it's just as easy.
Yeah, just stick it in the diaper and wrap
it
up.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
all right.
And that'll be good, but that's it.
Okay,
thank you.
You got a website that has a lot of information as far as irrigation guidelines too, right?
Yes, cstx.gov. If you go to the water section of the city's website, we've got lots of tips on water conservation, how to tell if your sprinkler system is working right. We also have the Brazos Valley Water Smart Program, where we can give you advice on when your lawn needs to be watered and when it doesn't. And Jennifer Nations can also come and do a checkup on your system to make sure that it's working efficiently.
Okay.
So just give us a call, go to the website, and we'll set you up.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
It's Dave Coleman, All About Water. What else you got?
We are hiring recreation assistants for youth summer programs, lifeguards for the pools, water safety instructors to teach swim lessons, and even tsunami swim team coaches. So if you are interested in a summer job with City of College Station, visit csjobs.cstx.gov.
All right, there you go. Visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and we're on the highways and the byways of the Brazos Valley looking for historical markers. I love to do this, and I love to read the historical markers to you. Today, as I'm reading, it's kind of a rainy day in the Brazos Valley, but the historical markers are still standing proud. Here at First Presbyterian Church in Bryan stands one that was placed in 1970, and here's what it says. Organized November the 21st, 1867 in the Presbytery of Brazos by the Reverend J.H. Hutchinson. This apparently was the second denominational group in Bryan. In 1871, members themselves built their first sanctuary at the Washington and 29th Streets. This effort was praised by the Synod as, quote, the way to build a church. A new brick structure was erected at the old site in 1906. At present site, first services were held in the educational wing in June of 1958. present sanctuary was completed in 1966. In its first century, congregation was served by 17 ministers. Again, this is at the First Presbyterian Church in 1970. It's funny how these historical markers, sometimes they read and they leave out a word here or there, but you still understand what's being said. I guess that's just to save money in making these historical markers. Now we're going to move on down the road. I'm going to read you a historical marker at the Brazos River. Let's go. Well, we got there quick, didn't we? And it's still a rainy day, and this historical marker does set by the Brazos River. Here's what it says. Largest river between the Red and the Rio Grande. The 840-mile Brazos rises in three forks, the Salt, Clear, and Double Mountain Forks. According to legend, this river saved Coronado's expedition of 1540 to 1542 from dying of thirst, so the men thankfully named it, quote, Los Brazos de Dios, Arms of God. On its banks were founded historic San Felipe, capital of Stephen F. Austin's colony, and Washington, where in 1836, Texas's Declaration of Independence was signed. Vast plantations thrived in the fertile Brazos Valley, making cotton king in Texas until the Civil War, and we all know that. And this was placed in 1969 by the Brazos River. So there's a couple of historical markers right here in the Brazos Valley. I love to see them, I love to stop, I love to read them, and they are part of Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Plemons from Longway Home Adoptables, of course, brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local pet supply superstore located in the Bryan Target Center. How you doing, April?
I'm well. Everybody's well today.
Everybody's great
Everybody.
Today. And that's because it's puppy day.
It is. And, you know, we bring puppies occasionally. You know, a lot of our program is seniors and older dogs, but you know, sometimes we bring in puppies, but these puppies are like...
They're extra cute.
Extra cute.
That's the
it's
thing.
Like a crowd control right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. So we have a litter. We have several litters of puppies, but today we brought in collie puppies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Mama Rogue, and she has two collie puppies left. She originally had six, and four did not make it. And then she has these two just... I mean, they're just... Puffballs with eyes?
They are. They're little fluff balls, but they're like, they're great dogs. They look like great
yes.
little dogs,
yes.
you know?
Stocky, fluffy,
yeah.
gorgeous collies.
Cutest
and then,
thing you ever
yeah.
seen.
And then once we got them stable and at home and in foster, I got a call from another rescuer in Houston who says, listen, we've got this orphan puppy. We're bottle feeding it. It has to have a place to go. We cannot care for this puppy. And I was like, well, that's perfect because Mama Rogue has some extra space. So we brought this puppy in and she adopted him right away. So she has a little black lab in that litter as well.
Also super cute.
Crazy cute.
A little tinier than the other ones because
yeah.
it's younger, but so adorable.
Yes. And so he's going to be, he's going to grow up thinking he's a collie because the collie mom is going to teach him. And so that's going to be wonderful.
And they're up for adoption and fostering, right?
They are. Yeah. They're about 4 weeks old right now. So mm-hmm. this is about the time where we start accepting applications. That way it gives us time to talk to everybody, look through the applications and get things settled. And then when they're old enough, it's just puppy party day and
oh,
we
yeah.
all get homes.
And it's great.
And it's great. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you guys have been doing this Stuff the Shed event and apparently this past week is pretty good for you, right?
Yes. I'm going to have to make apology cookies for the postman because the poor postman I know is ready for this event to be over. But last week was an amazing response. Yesterday I came home and both of the doors were blocked with boxes. There were just boxes everywhere. It's been amazing. So I want to say a very big, big thank you to our community who last year stepped up, this year stepped up. There's a few days left. left. This week is the last week we're doing Stuff the Shed event. So if you still want to get a few of those items off the list, they're on our website. We've got an Amazon wish list and a Walmart wish list. And you can also shop in store at Pet Supplies Plus now, too.
That's right. So it's super easy. You can do it in person or you can do it online. If you don't got the time to go into the store, you can just do it online. Makes it really easy for you. And it's something great that you should do that really helps out you guys over at Long Way Home.
It really does. It's our one time of year that we stock our entire arsenal of supplies. That way we don't have to ask for another 12 in. It sets us up for an entire fiscal year. And so it's just wonderful to have that nice fully stocked shed. And this weekend we had the Aggies over for the big event. They organized it, put everything away. So it's just wonderful to kick off our fiscal year in such a great position. So thank you to everybody.
That is fantastic. It really is. And if you are interested in donating some items or maybe some money or something like that to the Stuff the Shed event, you can do that on the website for Long Way Home. Just go to mylongwayhome.org. And also, if you want to take a look at some of the puppies and maybe foster them or adopt them, they are available and they'll be on the website too. Thanks for coming in, April. Of course, this is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local pet supply superstore located in the Bryan Target Center. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-5610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-400-5610. 800-400-5610.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Sokol having to shop donuts in the hall.
I know. He came in and I was like, thanks, yeah, but no thanks.
Yeah, and me too. And same thing. And now he's showing to Kevin.
He just puts them in the break room.
That's what I told him. Yeah. If you do that, they'll disappear.
But it was nice of him to offer first.
That's what did. Now, did Ben bring donuts today, too?
I don't know.
Dueling donuts?
Influx of donuts?
Yeah. All right, so just so you know, it's official that Dandelion, a bright yellow croin, is being booted from the box. It's coming out.
See you later.
Retiring it to the Crayola Hall of
Fame. Save them. They might be worth something on eBay one day.
That's exactly right. Go get as many as you can. See if you know somebody
Dandelion
at the plant. Yeah.
It's a weed anyway.
The director of marketing communications says the color will be retired across the entire crayon portfolio. Who knew?
Wow, that's...
They had a
portfolio.
including iconic 24 and 64 count boxes. Now, they retired other colors from the 64 count boxes, including maize, lemon yellow, blue-gray, raw umber, green-blue, orange-red, orange-yellow, and violet-blue.
All right.
In 1990. And then there was blizzard-blue, magic-mint, mulberry, and teal-blue that were retired
in
23.
Sound like Gatorade flavors.
Yeah. So, didn't know that had to be a thing.
Yeah.
But there you are. Amazon is testing a grocery pickup service where Prime members can order groceries online and drive to a pickup location where a crew will deliver all the items to their car.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't you do it at the grocery store?
Right. Unless there's stuff on Amazon that you can't get at your grocery store.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That definitely happens.
All right. That's so that could be coming up. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work, but that's fine. But, you know, it's I think H-E-B has rolled out curbside service.
They have.
Yes,
they have.
And it's great.
Yeah, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I love it. It's
all
fantastic.
So now are you buying produce using this?
Yes. And that's the only thing that I would say. I mean, the couple of times that I've done it, they've done a great job of picking out the produce. But that's the part that always kind of makes me a little wary, you know,
sure.
Because you want to be able to pick out the good stuff. You don't want to leave it to somebody else to just say, oh, yeah, it's an apple. Who cares?
The only thing is it's a little inconvenient for in-store shoppers because their carts are a little clunkier.
They
have. And so the workers don't care. They're taking their time. They're looking for things because they're having to go off a list of stuff that they might not be familiar with. And so here I am. I know where I want to go. I know where I need to go. And I have to maneuver around all of these curbside employees.
That's interesting. Hmm. No, but I look at it as...
I mean, I've noticed it enough to notice it, if that makes sense.
Well, I look at it as it's more people I can ask where stuff is.
Hey,
good
there
point.
You go.
There's more people on the floor.
But you do have a something
because they park right there in the aisle
yes,
and
they
they're
do.
You know busy kind of looking around because they don't know where you know the random peanut butter brand A is.
Right, and they have to look at their little wrist thing that tells them what the list is.
Yep.
So we'll see how it works
a little more
out.
Traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For right now, it's a convenient thing. For the people who are outside waiting on their groceries, not us shopping inside. All right, busy weekend. Everybody have fun. We'll come back here on Monday. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station. Brian.